Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Don didn't go to school much. He didn't get along with others. He was a bored 12-year-old. He told War Cry magazine that he had a lot of attitude, was smoking pot, fighting, and generally looking for trouble. He put it all down to anxiety issues. As soon as he hit high school, his attitude was he didn't really have to do what he didn't want to do. So he pretty well stopped going to school completely, smoked pot every day, met up with other kids like him, and got up to no good daily. He started drinking early as well and committed criminal acts. After a mental episode, he couldn't smoke pot anymore, so he decided to sell it instead and just drank more. His life became getting up off the couch and walking outside, seeing a white light and passing out, and twitching all day, every day. Years of this lifestyle later, Don took up fight training every day. He met a youth worker at the gym who invited him to a Christian hip-hop event. That night, at the concert, one of the rappers was an ex-gang member from the USA and is now a Christian. Don heard his testimony and something strange happened. He just couldn't sit in that chair. He struggled with the thoughts, this Jesus dude isn't for real. He had no idea what to believe, but he knew he had to check it out now. A couple of other blokes he met offered to take him to church. It was the start of Don's transformation. Those who used to know him said, "Hey man, you're doing so well, making great choices." But Don told them, "No man, it's God's choice that has been made for me. I was totally incapable of making that choice. This all comes down to God." The biggest difference is that now he has a sense of purpose and sees the value in people. That emptiness he felt could only be filled with God through Jesus. Don told us, "Boredom is a massive contributor to kids getting into trouble." I'm Aaron Wright.